Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron County. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about good news for the area in general, because grants have been released, infrastructure grants. People are going to be getting helped across the district. Who, what, and where?
This week, the Commonwealth Financing Authority met in Harrisburg to approve a number of infrastructure-related grants, and I'm happy to report that $3.4 million in grant funding is coming back to McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. I was certainly glad to advocate for these very important projects, the largest being the replacement of the Arnold Avenue Bridge in Port Allegheny Borough, and that particular project is receiving $1.57 million. It's a very important project. It's a bridge that continues to deteriorate and, as I said, is the largest project that we're getting grant funding for. In addition to that, also in McKean County, Annan Township is receiving $381,000 to resurface a portion of Annan Creek Road. Keating Township is receiving just over $123,000 to purchase an excavator. Lewis Run Borough is receiving $123,000 for a water main replacement. Mount Jewett Regional Sewer Authority is receiving just over $74,000 for replacement of a lagoon system aerator for their sewage system. In Cameron County, the Emporium Borough is receiving $300,000 to purchase equipment. The Mid-Cameron Authority is receiving just over $229,000 for rehabilitation of two of their lift stations in Emporium and Shippen Township. In Potter County, Austin Borough is receiving just over $232,000 for upgrading borough trucks and the purchase of an excavator. And the Countersport Borough is receiving $395,000 for the Ross Glen Roads stormwater rehabilitation project. So very important projects for infrastructure upgrades. As I said, the Arnold Avenue Bridge project is coming through the Multimodal Transportation Fund, and the remaining grants are being awarded through the Local Share Account program, which is funded by gaming revenue received by the state.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the state budget. Of course, we heard the governor's budget address recently, and we're going to be engaging in Appropriations Committee budget hearings. What goes on at these? What do you expect to hear?
Well, these hearings are very important. It's an opportunity for the Appropriations Committees in both the House and Senate to meet with the heads of each agency, usually the cabinet secretaries, to take a closer look at what has been proposed for spending in each agency, all focused on spending taxpayer dollars wisely. The committee will hear from officials on Monday with the Department of Education and then discuss higher education, community colleges, the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency on Tuesday. The state system of higher education will appear before the committee on Wednesday, followed by the Department of Agriculture in the afternoon. Next week's hearings will conclude on Thursday with the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources in the morning and the Department of Environmental Protection in the afternoon. So all these hearings are live streamed at pahousegop.com.
And finally, Representative, I understand you had a couple of recent events in the district that you attended. What was going on?
Well, I recently attended the annual Potter County Conservation District Legislative Luncheon. This is an annual event that the Conservation District holds in Potter County to bring elected officials together to get an update on projects that they've been working on over the last year and certainly to discuss legislative issues. It's always very informative. And I want to thank the dedicated Conservation District board members and staff for all their great work. And in addition to that, had the opportunity to join President Rick Esch in touring the new building at Pitt Bradford, the new engineering building, which is going to be officially dedicated on Friday, March 31st. So it's a wonderful addition to the campus.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.